Okay, Rabbi Isaac. Let's get started. We're talking about the first shinui in the sila of Yom Neiran is Zacharin L'chaim. The Torah brings the shinui right in the beginning, and the Avad Ram discusses why Zacharin L'chaim, the Torah and the Avad Ram discuss why Zacharin L'chaim is by Avram Avinu. Why is it in the bracha of Magen Avraham? And the truth is, there's really another question that has to be asked. We know that you're not allowed to be shoyel in the Bakasha and the Gimel Rishonis and the Gimel Acharnis. The first three brachas from Esrei and the last three brachas from Esrei, the person not shoyel has struck him. So how do we ask Zacharin L'chaim? So that, the other Ram says, that's only a tzarech of the Yochid. Aval tzarechei Rabin shoyel. Sharei Ritzei v'sim shalom him tzarechei Tzibur. So we find at the end, also we find that we ask for, we say Tzayif, and we say the Sefer Chaim and Brach of Shalom for Nasa Tzayif, right? So we say that, that's also, but that's for the Tzibur, it's not discussed in the individual Yachid. But the question is, why is it in Avram Avinu's Brach, Magen Avram? So the Avram says the following thing. It says remembrance by Avram. Shenemar, Tizokar es Dvar Kodshoi es Avraham Avdoi. Tizokar es Dvar Kodshoi es Avraham Avdoi. Usichos Tiknu Zechilo B'Mogin. That's why Zechilo is in Mogin Avram. So the question really is, what is this Zechilo that we're discussing, the Avraham Avdoi, that it's as the Chile and Magen Avram, what is the Zachreid of Lechaim? So the truth is that I wanted to share with the Olam, it's really the beginning understanding of how we have the right to even ask for Chaim. If you look at the Mishnah Eliyahu, Mishnah Eliyahu says the following thing. The Gemara says, Aveiro mitamtemes niboy shalom. Aveiro has a sullying effect, not only a sullying effect, but it closes up the heart of a person. When a person looks at it, maybe you can tell him to speak clearly. The Aveira is Mitamtem. Kirisha Aveira Atmehi Atimtem. Harotem Aveira has vacant by reading the words of the Rotem Eliyahu. The rotten for an avera and the dveikus of avera, may taniach et ha'odom lehiz anye, the dobra ma'ir neita. Ha'rotzayin yare, shema v'his oirer, ha'odom yaniach et ha'avera. The rotten to do the avera envelops the person. Because he doesn't want the person to give it up. So doing the avera envelops the person. It closes up his heart a little bit. But says the Mishnah Eliyahu, but Lemaisa there is a Haftacha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's from the Zechila of Avram that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never allow someone to totally close up. There's always a chelik in a person's neshama. We spoke about this a little earlier, the Bachrams. There's always a chelik in a person's neshama. V'chol echad mi'yisrael yesh nekuda p'nimi yedaka that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't forsake. Listen to his words. Shehi ha'avtocha shekona Avram Avinu the brispein atzor. There was a ha'avtocha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that I will not forsake your children. I will always remember Klal Yisrael. I will never let them go totally. And that's not only to Klal Yisrael as a whole, but it's to each individual. No matter how far a person goes l'chet, there's a zeicher chatei avos. There's a recollection where zeicher is a zechira that we have, a yerusha from Avram Avinu, and it's haftacha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we could be zeicher, we could recall, we could have that zechira. Okay. that touches the part of us that is not that chet is not mitamtin. So, if we look at the buildup of the tefillah, we talk about the others, the lo chazontem, the zeichah has the others. The zeichah has the others is the recollection of Avraham Avinu. Not only the recollection, but the Yerusha we have from Avraham Avinu. That may be Goel of Nezrein Ramash Rebbe Yazor. Then we say we have the right to say Zachrein Olachayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, remember us Lachayim, meaning, Vizoycher us, Vizoycher that has the others, and Vizoycher that chelet in us, that we should be able to have Chayim, we should be able to be Zoycher to the Chayim of life. Now the truth is, there's really a chile, if you think about it, we say Zachrein Olachayim twice. We say Zachrein Olachayim in the beginning of the Tefillah, and we say all the way at the end of the Tefillah, we say, Uchsoyv l'chayim tzedim l'chol b'nei b'yisah. So what's the chiluk? Over here is Zachrein l'chayim, and over here is Uchsoyv l'chayim tzedim l'chol b'nei b'yisah. So the Sfarim explain that over here we don't say l'chayim tzedim. Most Yishoyv. It's Zachrein l'chayim. What we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for is Etzem l'chayim. What we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for is the Etzem l'chayim. That's the first thing. Uchsoyv l'chayim tzedim is that there should be good years, that there should be tithing years. So the first thing is Zachrein l'chaim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should desire for us that we should have chaim. And why should we have chaim? Well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is melech chofetz l'chaim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a ratzon for chaim. Now what does it mean he has a ratzon for chaim? So if you look at the first thing is, by the way, I mean, this is really, Zachrein l'chaim means, we all know, Chazal tell us, that Shlosh Yisrael Nechtovim, the Sifrei Tzadikim, Sifrei Yishayim, right? And the Sifrei Chaim, the Sifrei Nathan, Sufim Lefonav. So the Zachrein l'chaim is categorized, put us into the Sifrei Chaim. We shouldn't be in Sifrei Nathan. Then, at the end of the Shema Nesu, we'll ask, that should be l'chaim Taizim, but we shouldn't be the Sifrei Nathan. Why Melech Chofetz l'chaim? So, what's the chat Melech Chofetz l'chaim? Like, Kodesh Baruch Hu has a Chesed l'chaim. So, many chat them all. Many say, the chat is, that Kodesh Baruch Hu is to l'chaim with my Sarosh. He in Beshuvah Midarka Herav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to, this person shouldn't die, the Meitzah, he doesn't want to punish him. Okay, he wants him to be shot, he wants him to be tshuva. So that's a melech chafetz l'chaim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be zeicher us l'chaim, because you want chaim. You don't want us to, you don't want to have to destroy us in elechaim, you don't have to punish us in elechaim. Another pshat in melech chafetz l'chaim is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'etzem has a lot of l'chaim. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's whole reason to create the world was to be native. Kodesh Baruch Hu has a lot of things for Chayim. Some Mepharshim say that, especially if we look at the Avraham, we're talking about all of Chayim, so we're talking about Chayim so as a whole. So when we say Zachrein l'chaim, what we're saying is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it really is the mancha l'chaim Chayim. So it says, if you're, we say, melech chofetz l'chaim, so that means you want Chayim. So then you should desire for Chayim for your purposes. Because you're a Chofetz B'Chayim intrinsically. Secondly, it's a Ma'akol HaKim Chayim because it's Tak HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes Chai Yisrael. Chai Yisrael is representative as HaKadosh Baruch Hu's people. If Chai Yisrael is going to be punished, so we're back and it's a Chilul Hashem. It's a Chilul Hashem if Chai Yisrael has to be saved and has to go through punishment. And the truth is, I remember, I'll never forget it. When you hear about cases, why is it Hashem? The fact that we're in Golos, you know, we think about it. We're in Golos, we're in Golos. We feel the Golos, we all feel the Golos. But the fact is, the Umas Ha'arim view us in the Chlau that Hayyos were HaKadosh Baruch Hu's people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't have, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, there's something called in the replacement theology. That there was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose another nation. I'll never forget, I think I once told the story over. I was sitting on a plane back from Eretz Yisrael, and I was sitting next to a guy who was an Egyptian. But he wasn't a Muslim, he was a Coptic Christian. And the Coptic Christians, they're much more benevolent to the day. They actually are pro-Israel because they were persecuted for being Christians. You know, the Muslims are equal opportunity haters. In fact, the Etzim, you know, the Arab sinner for Klal Yisrael was not a sinner of the Etzim. Not an intrinsic hate.
Right.
Esav's hate for Klal Yisrael is an intrinsic hate. Esav's called a soyer. Yishmael is called a payev, an enemy. Why is he an enemy? Because when you come into the Eretz, Yishmael hates us in the Eretz. Yishmael is our enemy on the land, because Yishmael lost his Yerusha, never got a Yerusha. He thinks we have a Yerusha. That's the source of this, the whole conflict, which will never be resolved, of course, and never will be. But, I mean, I don't speak politically. But on the night that Yishmael hates Esav, Yishmael competes with Esav on a different level. So the Catholic Christian turns to me, he's telling all these wonderful things about Israel and Israel and all these things. Then he starts talking about how we own the banks and how we run the media and we run the whole world. And then he turns around and he says, well, we know the Jews have been, I shouldn't say, I don't want to say the Russian youth, but it was really not a very nice Russian. But the Jews have been eating something since they killed the Russian. The federal hand of the Har Yisrael is in a downtrodden state. So in the Shari, they're saying that they're able to say it's a Chil Hashem. But the truth is that the Yisrael Salanta says perhaps the most poignant remark on Laman Chalikim Chayim. And the truth is this is really the basis of most Tefillah. So we have a concept in Tefillah. And we go with that, Davish, there's this big candy machine, you have a new candy machine here, you know, you want a Mike and Nike, you get a Mike and Nike, yes, Davish, you want Fakhma, yes, you want Parnassus, or Helena, you want all these things, right? But if you recall, we once said over, I mean, it's a Rashba, when a person's misspelled, and I did ask the following question. Every tefillah starts with three brachas, which are what? At a certain point, it gets a little ridiculous, right? Every single day, three times a day, we come to the Eibush, and we say, you're the best, you're the greatest, and we're mad at you, okay, now give it to me. So the Mabit says, like a person being chayna HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't make sense that this is the Surah of Tefillah. Why is it that we're being Shabbat, and then we start by Kasha, and then Hamza, right? So the Mabit says, we've said this over before, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Tefillah, that actually has to set Tefillah up this way for one specific reason. A person has to realize that there's nothing in this world that he can get from anyone else besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of everything. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of everything, then he's the one I have to be mevakesh from. But the Sfarim say something even further. The Sfarim say that a person has to realize that since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of everything, we've learned in the Chavos HaLav Shira, therefore a person has to realize, I have to be mevakesh from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If I recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of everything, the whole basis of Avodas Hashem is what? Is really HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because he's made everything to me. So when I go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and I ask him to das, I'm not asking him das for myself. I recognize that I have to ask him das to him, to be to serve him better. And every bakasha is with the recognition that I have to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he's the source of everything. That's where shvach starts off with the shvach. And then each bakasha is a bakasha, does it have to be a shvach. And what chayim l'mancha elikim chayim? When a person says l'mancha elikim chayim, the chant, give me chayim, for the marshal of the Yisrael Salanta says is, the person goes into a store and he asks for credit, so they have to go to the credit check, but if he's from the chayoli ha-malach, if he's from the abdei ha-malach, it's all for the king. He gets it free. Goes on the king's head. Right? So if a person gets it for himself, so that's a difficult task to ask. But if a person is asking L'mancha L'chim Chayim, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be righteous. That's the Shad, Melech Hofetz V'Chayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you want Chayim, so we could be either you, L'mancha L'chim Chayim. Then we go right to, and we say, Micha Moicha, Micha Moicha of HaRachem. So we say, who is like you? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like an Av who's M'rachem HaHabonim. And we say, Zoyche Yisroel V'Chayim B'Rachem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we say, Zoycher Yitzurov L'chaim Rachman. Why does it say, he's an Av HaRachman, he's Zoycher Yitzurov L'chaim Rachman. What's the chat, what's the notion of Yitzurov? So the Mepharshim explain that since HaKadosh Baruch Hu crafted us, when a person crafts something, he has a rachmanis on that thing. He wants that thing to be successful. He wants that thing to do well. It's his yitzira tapos. That zoicha yisur b'chaim b'rachim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is love harachim, and he should be zoicha yisur b'chaim b'rachim. Now, if we look a little wider in the tefillah, we see, after the Nemarat Allah Akhi is placed, and we saw Asa HaKadosh Hashem HaKadosh, Uktoishim b'chol yoyim yehal l'chosal. So, we start off with, and that's in Nusach Ashkenaz. In Nusach Sfar, there's an extra of the same over there. And we say I'd like to discuss the hemshik of all this. First of all, after Kaddish Hashem Kaddish Baruch Hu, you are Kaddish. And Kaddishim, most Mepharshim learn of the Malachim, are B'chol Yom Yehal Luchasala. They're B'chol Yom Yehal Luchasala. So Kaddish Baruch Hu, what we want is to achieve that manual. So we say it like this, U'b'chein, Yiskadish Shim Kaddishim Olekeinu Yisrael Amecha. First, be Mekaddish Kal Yisrael. Put your shame on Kal Yisrael. By Yishlam, Yinafi Yisrael Shaykh, Yinafi Yisrael Shaykh, Yinafi Yisrael Shaykh, Yinafi Yisrael. This really is not a chelus. This the same is really, you're going to see in a second, there's a series of three the same. The haktama of this is, the haktama in Nusuk Sfarad is, that the first thing is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, allow us to have your shame upon us, to shame your name upon us, and the Mekadesh us. By the Mekadesh Klal Yisrael, what will happen? There's a process over here. With the same thing, Taktah Hashem Elekein Ol Yisrael Masech. Now what we're saying is there's a procedure. First it's the Klal Yisrael. Then we're talking, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the same thing, Taktah Hashem Elekein Ol Kol Masech. Place your fear on all Masech. The Emotcha Kol Masech Baruch Hu. And your Emot, which is also is an expression of fear, there is a Machloikis, which is a greater fear. Is Pachad stronger than Emo, or is Emo stronger than Pachad? Many Mishraim say Pachad is a stronger thing, and Masecha is a much more final product. Uzechein ten Pachad Hashem Alekeinu Al-Kol Masecha. The Emo, we can only hope for a lesser fear, Al-Kol Masecha Baruch on all creation. Abraham says it's the exact opposite as we go through it, but the point is like this. If we look at this first Vichain, the first Vichain is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should place Yira, put Yira on the entire world. There should be a fear of Hashem in the whole world. And the Ayasu Chulam Agudachat, that we'll all gather together and laugh at the return of the Roshan Lidu Yerupt. It's talking about the Goyim, the whole world. So when Shaitan Hashem Vichain, Shashotam, Mephanech, Ayaz Biyotam, Vurirech, Vishim, Kanar, Al-Kol, Mashiach, Vurirech, then Vichain, the second Vichain. Ain kovay Hashem la'amecha. There should be a kovay to Klal Yisrael. Okay. Tiru le'reyecha, tikvatevu tedrashecha, utiskein kalam yakumah, simchul artecha, b'sasun irecha, simchul dover adecha, b'yotnelu nishay shikachu b'yem yemei. Third v'chein, u'v'chein tzadikim yiru v'yismachu. When this will happen, tzadikim will be yiru v'yismachu. Yisharim ya'alayzu, this is going in gradation. Tzadik is one level, Yisharim is even higher. V'chassidim rina yagilu. And then by loss of tikkot tia, then iniquity will close its mouth. The cholarisha kula to ashim tichlo to kisav and mishalas adayim in haaretz. So there's a progression of really three things, and this looks about as four things. First of all, klal yisrael should be mekadosh shimcha. If klal yisrael is taka mekadosh shimcha, the whole world will realize the fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If the whole world will realize the fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then they'll come to a recognition that klal yisrael is the Yam Hashem. The name of the chen came covered la'amecha. So it's very interesting. We're not asking for our own covered. But if it's a covered la'amecha, it's almost the reverse of what we said before. We said if Klal Yisrael is going to be punished, it's going to be a chilul Hashem. This is going to be fakert. If it's a covered la'amecha, it's a covered HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then with the chen tzadikim yiru v'yismachu, at that point, that we'll be able to bask in the glory of the fact that the entire world recognizes what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is and what his am is. And then, Kol HaRisha Kula Ke'ashim Tichlo, Tisadam Moshav Azadim in Ha'ara. So I'm going to come back to Kol HaRisha Kula Ke'ashim Tichlo, but for a second, we have to understand what we're saying over here. What is this additional field? Okay? What is the additional field of the Chayim Tehim Tachtecho, the Chayim Tehim Tavar, the Chayim Tzadikim Yerubi Yisbachu? In fact, there's some Mishonim that say that just like we add Lechreim, and just like we add Michal Marek, so really, why don't we add this also? This is really a chelik of us. This is a chelik of the Shemini Esrei of the Yom Neiran, but it's more than that. If you think about it, this is a chelik of in the regular Shachar Shemini Esrei and the Maror Mincha Mayim. This is on the Chesimas Hayom. This is on the Ramallah HaKadosh. Okay, so we have to understand why we're asking for this and what we're asking for. So the first thing I'd like to share with the Olam is an amazing gematria. The Avodram says that the chain is gematria Ayin Bey, 72. 72 is the Shem Hashem, is one of the Shemes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the Shem of Ani Vahu, okay, the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's specifically three the chains, because 3 times 72 is what? Is 216. 216 is the gematria of Yira. The gematria of Yira is what we're looking for here. What these three dechains add up to is that not only Chal Yisrael should have Yerushalayim, but the whole world should have Yerushalayim. And that is the essence of the Yom of Rosh Hashanah. The essence of the Yom of Rosh Hashanah is to recognize what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus. We're going to see this referring throughout the Tzilus. But the theme of the bracha of HaMelech HaKadosh is on this. That the point is like this. What we're hoping for, what we want to gain over here, is the essence of the Yom Neron, is Rosh Hashanah. Is here. And I'd like to expand on this. I mentioned before, in second heaven, we mentioned that the Gemara is an unbelievable Gemara. The Gemara says that Rosh Hashanah, where I said that Kiva Dolizi Karim is Kibbe Sinim Lami. What does that mean? That since it's Lizi Karim, it's Kibbe Sinim Lami. Says the Sfatan is an unbelievable thing. He says, where is the Etzem Mokim Yir in the world? Mokim Yir is the Mokim Mikdash. In fact, there's a mitzvah. What's the mitzvah when you go to the Mikdash? Mitzvah of Re'iyah. Re'iyah is Isis Yira. The Mokim Noira, we spoke about it to Shavuos ago. Man Noira HaMokim HaZeh. The Yomim Noirai. What in place is the Mikdash, in time is Rosh Hashanah. That's why the Rosh Hashanah in time is to instill Yira. And Rabbi said, I can't say it more times, I can't say it, and I don't know if I could say it. Although that is what Kabbalah Olam HaShemayim is, that's what Kedei, the Emel of Olam HaShemayim is, that's HaMelech HaKadosh. HaMelech HaKadosh is the essence of the Yom. The essence of the Yom is to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus should be in this world, and to recognize Yerushalayim. To have Yerushalayim, to instill enough Yerushalayim, and to be Yerushalayim, that's until the last moment that should live all year. It's the same story. So somebody once asked the Rebbe, and we asked him, I'll give you a ruble if you tell me, show me where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. So the Rebbe turned back and he said, I'll give you 2 rubles if you show me where he is. Rosh Hashanah is to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech HaKol HaOlam Kulo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the progression. It starts with us. V'chein Yizkal Hashem Kashem Olekein Al Yisrael HaMecha. And V'chein Tein Pachtecha. But there is a very, very basic question. Because if you think about it, what we're asking for is Yerushalayim. So how could you ask for Yerushalayim? What does the Gemara say? HaKol Bidei Shemayim, Kos Bidei Yerushalayim. You have to do it on your own. So how can you ask for Yerushalayim? How is there a Bakosha for Yerushalayim? So the Sforim asks this question, and the Sforim says a few things. First of all, they say, a person on his own, so Mala Hashem, what the Gemara says? Well, Yachol, a person would not be able to be victorious over the Yitzhar without a Tziyat and Yishmael. Without a Kodesh Baruch Hu helping us. Okay? It's not Shaykh. The Mela, we misspell, we should have the Tziyat and Yishmael, we have to do our thing. But the truth is, we're also asking, it's an interesting thing, we're asking for other people too. Shtetu, v'chein ten kach v'ashem v'chein v'al kol ma'azach, we're not asking for ourselves. Okay? So it's interesting that the Mepharshim say that the Bakosha to Yerushalayim already makes it that it's not cool in Yerushalayim. The Mevakesh, the thing, is your Hishtadlus to make it that there is Yerushalayim. The male, a person can ask for Yerushalayim. A person can ask for Rosh Hashanah for Yerushalayim, because even though I call Yerushalayim, I'm supposed to be Yerushalayim, but the Bakasha alone is the person to Shabbos in Yerushalayim. And the truth is that we know, we started off the share with Tintum HaLev, and Kodesh Baruch Hu, that a chet is Mitzam Tumas HaLev, a person can ask Kodesh Baruch Hu to be Pesach his list. We all know that Chazal tell us, after Tizchu Li Pesach Shal Machat, and he asked us for Pesach, Shafilu, Kronai, like an Ulam, if you open up just a little bit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will open up to you. So we have to open up a little bit, we have to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even our Bakosha alone is enough to ask HaKadosh, is enough for that. The truth is, what we're really being with Bakish over here, is something that's really otherworldly, that's really lost its level. If we look it through, we look through what the Bakosha is, what we're really asking for is the ultimate Malka Shemayim to come out. What's the ultimate Malka Shemayim? By loss of sequence here, there's no more iniquity. The Chol HaRisha Kula Ke'oshon Tichlin. And all of Rishas should evaporate like a cloud of smoke. Hisadah Moshala Zodin in the earth. Because the Moshala of Zodin, the dominion, the rule of Zodin, of evil should leave the earth. The first one is saying, what is the word? Kibzichol harishu kula ke'oshon tichla. What's the lashon of ke'oshon tichla? So the first one explains that ultimately, loss is lovely, just like something that's involved in smoke. So chet is involved in smoke, but the first one that explains it in tifa. Even this man has that. Risha really is an oshon. And when a person asks for your shemayim, what he's really asking for is a very interesting thing. At the end of the day, the Satan is always a mirage. The Satan shows us something, and it looks like this unbelievable thing. You see a fire from far away. You see a cloud of smoke. It looks so exciting. It looks like something's happening. There's a storm happening. So much is going on. And it's something that you think this, but it's all smoke. Really bad, and it's all smoke. It's nothing. It looks like it has substance, but when a person looks at it closely, he realizes it's just smoke. That's the chol harisha kula ke'oshon tichla kisavim shal azadim in har. Well, it's a love we're going to see that all that rishis, all the things that entice us to go away from our Kodesh Baruch Hu is ke'oshon tichla. It goes away like a puff of smoke. Okay, that's the three things, and. At the end of the day, what we say is, we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be, his dominion in the world is going to come out, and we say, V'simlech atahu Hashem alekeinu meheir levadecha. That's what we're talking about, lost his love, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu's malchus will come out in this whole world. Al kol ma'asach v'artziyam mishkan kledecha, shalayim yekodshecha, kakosu v'diray kodshecha, imlech Hashem liyonu v'chayatzim v'dor v'zor ha'oliyah. And that's what we're doing this powerful, we're doing this powerful for that time, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence on Har Tzion and Yishalayim Yerkocheka will be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence will be palpable, and we'll be able to see it. The truth is, I just want to go back to one point, a little bit before, in the Chesed Praktika, there's a line here that I wanted to expand on also. It says, V'ayosu Zgula Maguda Achas, Lachas Yitzoncha B'Leivov Sholem. And we know that when the Chokit uses the Lashon of Leivov, it means the Shnei Yisrael. It doesn't say B'lei Chasholim, or B'lei Chasholim, it says B'lei Vav Sholim. What does that mean? It means even the Yitzhar. So it says that loss of love is the Yitzhar, Chula Maguda Achaz, Lachash Yisrael, the B'lei Sholim, even with the Yitzhar. A person with, in other words, the Yitzhar, and the truth is really something that we really have to explain what the Yitzhar is all about. You know, there's nothing all there in this world. The Yetzirah is for the mouth. Why is the Yetzirah in this world? Why is there a Yetzirah in this world? Yetzirah is a Satan. Why is there a Satan in this world? The truth is, it's exactly what it is. The Yetzirah is there to test the person. Right? To test the person that he was, to see if he can overcome. Okay. The marshal, we all know, that there's a malach that goes and fights against Yaakov, right? And what does he say? Let me go. Why? What does Rashi say? The first time I left, the first time I have to say Shir. First limitation was the first time I say Shir. First is the first time he moved. So he's the fashionist, he's the son. He's there to test. So he's not the only one he's going to lose. He's got to do a good fight. So he's got to, right? It's like the pace setter in a race. You know, there's a pace setter in a race. He runs as fast as he can. Once he can't finish the race, then he's going to be beaten, right? But he said, the point is, the Yetzirah is there to fight against us, to tap into us, to see what our metal is. That's Nasa's return to B'lev HaShoah. A person can do the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu by A, by doing his Ratzon, and by B, being tested and being victorious. And that's the whole setup of the Satan and the Slug, and that's the Mishpat of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We come to the scene of the Bracha of Melech HaKadosh. So then we talk about the Kedushas HaYom, which we do every Yom Tov. So that's not Lof Chedosh, Adam HaKadosh Mikol Amir, Atzal Zon, Sechat HaEinu, HaKadosh HaShvi, we talk about the Karbonis. And then we say, and the truth is, in the Karbonis, we really should really speak, mention something in the Karbonis. The Yerushalmi discusses that the Karbonis, the carbon of Rosh Hashanah is unique. If you look inside, the Chodesh Hashvi, the Chodesh Mikra, Chodesh Yilochem, Chomelech HaZavad L'Esafir Yonchu Yilochem, Va'asisem Oilu L'Reach Nechorech L'Hashem. So the Chazal say that on Rosh Hashanah it says Va'asisem, and all of the Yom Tovim it says they craft them. I mentioned this before yet. So why is Va'asisem? So Chazal tell us that on Rosh Hashanah we make ourselves into, it's as if we're making ourselves new, Va'asisem. It's like we're burying Hadashah for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the truth is, that really is the essence of Zeh Yom Tzilas Masachah. We spoke about with Moshe Shabbos, if you were here, we spoke before about the Slichus, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Yom Rosh Hashanah for the Yom Hadin. But that's the Yom that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. That's the challenge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has an energy in the world that we can recreate ourselves. We can be a system. We can create, we can make ourselves into Karbonis, make ourselves into Nukhimah, and that's really the Kayach of Hashem more than any other day. Because just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world so many years ago, He can recreate us again. He can give us His conscience. And the truth is, I failed to mention it on Shabbat, I mentioned it before. How does a person create his conscience in himself? How does a person create a newness in himself? It comes to Rosh Hashanah, how does he create himself anew? And that's with really being the Kabbalah of himself. Being the Kabbalah, being the Shabbat himself to something. If a person is the Shabbat himself to something and he creates a new Shiva, a new... So he's giving himself a new Chayim. He's showing a new Chayim to himself. And the truth is, if you come in Mabal Messiah, and I said this to Rav at the beginning of this month, there's a Gemara of Messiah that if you learn the Dafyemi, if you want to touch it, the Gemara talks about what's something that a person's mind and nefesh, what's called Mesilas Nefesh? But I can't emphasize enough this Rashi. I must have said it 3,000 times in public already since I saw it a month ago. Of it, Shteyn Mubazik. What is something that the Dover are mind and nefesh on your love? What does Rashi say? It's a more moment about Mesilas that puts your alif in the base. Kol Sheshibed Atzmei Olav. If a person is mishabed himself to something, if a person is mechayiv himself to something, that's called mesirat nefesh. That's mesirat nefesh. That means if I take something on myself, I'm being mesirat nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If I'm mishabed myself, that's about sisam. If a person can make himself a new one, a Rosh Hashanah, how does a person create within himself a sisam oil l'reach l'chayit v'ashem for making the Kabbalah? And the truth is, the Kabbalah doesn't have to be the grand Kabbalah. I remember they once said, Rav Shach once said over, that he made a Kabbalah for Rosh Hashanah. What was his Kabbalah? He's going to bench from a bencher. He's not going to bench Balta. Hamol, a person benches Balta, he can mix something. He's going to bench from a bencher. That's his Kabbalah. That was Kabbalah for Rosh Hashanah. And that's it's chashus in a person. And that's something that we have to realize that it's something that's a very important thing for everyone to do before Rosh Hashanah. To come to a Rosh Hashanah with a Kabbalah. The Hakdama to Malchus. There are three parts. We all know that there are three parts to the Shemone Esrei and Rosh Hashanah. Almost three additions to the Shemone Esrei. We all know that on a normal Shabbos and a Yom Tov, there are seven brachas. There's the three brachas of Shvach, there's the three brachas of Haidah, and there's the Brachas Hayom, right? The Kedushas Hayom, okay? On Rosh Hashanah, we have Malchios together with the Kedushas Hayom, Zechronos and Shofros. We have nine brachas. Now, the fact that Malchios is in the Kedush, in the day, part of Kedushas Hayom, teaches you that what? That the Yom is intrinsically a Yom of Malchios. Intrinsically it's a Yom of Malchios. That's what it is. So before we go into the little bit the nitty gritty of it, I want to discuss this concept. What does it mean that the Yom is the Yom? We say the Kedushas Hayom, right? And we say this in every Shmoneh Esrei, by the way, the Kedushas Hayom. What do we discuss in the Shmoneh? We came to the Kedushas Hayom. This point here, Meloi Chalkol Olam Kula Dechvadecha. The Malchus. It's in every Shmoneh Esrei. Meloi Chalkol Olam Kula Dechvadecha. Vinasi Chalkol Arti Karecha. Baruch Adonai Ben Zecha. Aichol Yeshu Sekol Asecha. Vyedek Chalkol Kiyatsi Yalte. Yom Kol Yisrael Shkiyati. Yisarkoi. This is Mamish a recap of what? Of the Chente Impachtecha. What's going to be? But I have a question for you. What is Rosh Hashanah called? Yom Ha'adin. There's not one word Adin in this world. It's an unbelievable thing. To go through the whole Malchus, the essence of the essence, the whole Shmoneh Esrei, the whole Yom of Malchus, the Kaddish Yisrael, the Kaddish Yisrael, the Yom Ha'adin. Doesn't say one word about it. What's the pshat? What is the pshat? Well, let's look at what we're saying. What we're saying is Meloi Chalkol Olam Kula Dechvadecha. What is that? What is that a rachum for? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you be the Melech. The Sfarim explained to us a very, very important thing. I'm going to ask a question. I'm going to answer it in two ways. They're really the same way, but they're two different aspects. The question, of course, is, wouldn't it be appropriate, everybody knows, wouldn't it be appropriate for Yom HaDin to be Esther Tshuva? HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Shekel HaAveiros? So wouldn't it be appropriate that the Yom HaDin should be Esther Tshuva? The second question is, I said, so we can answer this question in one of two ways. The first way we answer this question is that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would really be Danos on everything we did, in the home now. That's all. There's no chance. And to go through a path of tshuva on everything is a very, very difficult thing. And even after we did a tshuva, I'm not so sure how much the din will be, how well we do it nowadays. So what is the din about? Rabbi said this is the most uplifting thing I could tell you. I don't understand what he said. And I'm not being very inspiring, but I want to tell you the following thing that if you think about it, it's the most inspiring thing you can come to Rosh Hashanah with. The din on Rosh Hashanah is nothing more and nothing less. It's a big thing. And how much a person makes a HaKadosh Baruch Hu the Melech in his life. That is the din of Rosh Hashanah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is dan us on how much we want him to be as our Melech. How much we subjugate ourselves, how much, as Rashi says, we're moist and nafshel, how much we're being mishabed ourselves to the Melech. And that's the din of Rosh Hashanah. And that's what we spoke, the din of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is called Hayyim. Hayyim is the opportunity of the present. Atan Yitzavim Hayyim. How much are you going to say, Meloi Chalkol Olam? When we say these words, Meloi Chalkol Olam Kula Dechvadecha, do we really mean it? How much do we mean it? What does that mean? And what it means is, if you're our Melech, that means we are totally and 100% subjugated to you. Everything. That means there's 613 mitzvahs, there's 4 chelkei shulchan aruch, there's korach chayim, how I live my life every single day, there's yaradeya, it's with the hetzah, and there's chayshu mishpah, that's a big one, there's evanazah, all these things, I subjugate everything to you. And if a person, to the extent the person means that, that's really what a person is. That's the friend of the chayim. I'm saying, you're my melech. And if you're my melech, so I'm your subject. If I'm your subject, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, that's something I want to invest in. That's something I want to put fears into. That's something I want to recreate. That's something I want to give life to. So the truth is that the essence of the yom. That's why the chesimah ha'brocha is on the way for kol olam kula. That's the yom. The kedusha ha'yom is the kaddish yisrael of the yom hazikara. I want to say something a little further. Oh, by the way, not then that a person realizes that it is melech. Then she had a practice of truth. What did I do to the melech? That's it, that she met truth. But there's another thing. I think I mentioned this, I don't remember, maybe on a Friday, I don't remember. There's a question that we can all ask. We all know when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael. So before he did that, he went to all the Ummahs, called the Chol Ummahalashim. And yet, what did the Esau say? What did it say in Yisrael? The Sirtach? I'm not interested. Harbuch HaTithia. Yishmal, the Signar? Not interested. What's the obvious question? What did the Torah message mean to ask? The Sirtach. What's the difference? They handle it anyway. There's only upside. Right? What's the answer to that question? The answer to that question is the following. If you're metabol on yourself to do it, that's the metabol on Marcus. Maybe I won't do it. Maybe I'm going to impose the part of the woman's island. They can't kill it. They can't do this. But to be metabol on this, that they can't do. Klal Yisrael was metabol the Torah. But before the Makabal the Torah, what's the first mitzvah, or what's before the first mitzvah? Anoch Hashem Elokecha. The first thing is, Evish Yom HaMelech. And everything a person does, if a person can do every mitzvah in the Torah, and miss the entire boat. Okay? Why? Because he's not doing it to the Melech. The Gemara says the famous story when told over, I think we told it over on Shmisha Pesach. The Chaimers had a Misharis. And the Chaimers and Misharis did everything he asked. Any time he asked to do something, he did. One time he asked to do something, he didn't do. So the Chaimers says, how can you? He says, I didn't really think he was right. Chaimers says, right. He says, you never listened to me. I never listened to you. For 10 years I did every single thing he did. One time I didn't do it, didn't listen. Chaimers said, listen. The one time you didn't listen to me because you didn't agree with me. That means all the times you did what I meant not to, is why? Because that's what you want. So you never listen to me. If a person does not accept that Kodesh Baruch Hu's prayer, then he's doing the mitzvahs on his own terms. He doesn't have a melech. But if a person accepts Malach HaShemayim, that's an overwhelming thing. That's an overwhelming thing. And that is the essence of the Rosh Hashanah. And if you think about it, that's mamish the Rosh of the Hashanah. The Rosh Hashanah is a yom that it impacts the whole year. That's why the Rosh, right? The Rosh impacts the whole body. Without the moment of person's brain dead, nothing works, right? The Rosh Hashanah, the energy we put into Rosh Hashanah, the Kedusha that we put into Rosh Hashanah, the way we act on Rosh Hashanah, because obviously you can't get angry on Rosh Hashanah. You get angry on Rosh Hashanah, it's a terrible sin, and you don't sleep on Rosh Hashanah. Why do you sleep on Rosh Hashanah? The Pshat is because it's an impact of the entire year. So when a person in the Kabbalah Kaddish Baruch is Malchus and Rosh Hashanah, that impacts the whole year. That impacts the whole year. And when a person recognizes that Malchus, and he recognizes that he's asking Kaddish Baruch Hu to give him Yira Shemayim, and it should be Yira HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he should fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he should give up that energy, that impacts our whole year. And that's the chesima of the Baruch Berach HaYayim is on Malchus. The Hakdama to Malchus is Aleinu L'Shaveach. Who wrote Aleinu L'Shaveach? So the funny thing is, we all know that Yeshua ben Nun wrote Aleinu L'Shaveach. It was the Mechaber of Aleinu L'Shaveach when he was victorious in Yericho. So the truth is, it's Chazal that say, or Chazal is a Rishon that say, the Chidah, excuse me, that says that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was misakin Aleinu L'Shaveach. Now that doesn't mean that he was mechaber. Of course, Yeshua was mechaber. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai put it at the end of every tefillah. Aleinu L'Shaveach is at the end of every tefillah because Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was placed with him. However, the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila, the Sefer Yishei Yisrael says on Chumash on tefillah, Anshei Knesset HaGdoila was misakin to put Aleinu into the Shemoneh Esrei. Why would they misakin to put Aleinu into the Shemoneh Esrei? why is this a hakdama? And why will the this is really obvious, but a question earlier than that. What about Aleinu? And why was Yeshua misakin this? Why was he mechaber this tefillah? He was mechaber this tefillah on the nesila of Yericho, on the victory of Yericho. So the truth is that we have to understand that Yericho is the victory in Yericho was the most unique victory of all the victories of all the Kibbush of Israel. Because Yericho was the Geras and the Geras. And the only way they were able to be victorious over Yericho was Mamash Alpineh. And by the way, Yericho takes on a tremendous role in all the Atharish up until Hashanah Rabbah, because if you remember Hashanah Rabbah, we go around the 7 times. That is reminiscent. If you look at the Yisim that we say when we go around, we talk about in the side of the Mizbeach, and we talk about in the side of the Yericho. That's when we blow Shofar every time when we go around 7 times. This is reminiscent of the Yericho. So it's interesting. The Hatzchola of the Tzvila of Yom Neron starts with Yericho, and the theme of the Hakafas, of course, the Yeseret ends with Yericho. So the Sfarim tell us that Yericho was a Mokim that was Kulei Tumah. And the only way to be victorious over it was Ayyadayanet. Mitzvigeres and Mitzvigeres. So Aleinu is really the recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does a mess, it's not up to Teva. So what do you see from that? You see Mamash L'Malcha Shemayim. They blow a shofar and the walls collapse. That's cool at Malcha Shemayim. You also see the diametrically opposed that is with what? With the tumah of the woman's Solomon. Say, Aleinu L'Shaveach L'Zeinach L'Osei Tzlu L'Osei Gracious L'Ozmanek Zeri Ressus L'Ozmanek Mishpuchay Sa'adam. You're showing the what? That Shehei Mishach L'Ozman Chachemin L'Ozman Chalom Ha'adim Shehei Mishach L'Ozman Merit M'Sham L'Oshia. That their tumah, the pack and fortify their city. Well, the Maisa was El Yeshia because the Koyach HaTaira paled in comparison to Koyach HaTaira. So now that shows this distinction, this dichotomy, not this contrast between the Koyach with the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Malchus that the Umas Ha'olam create, subject themselves to that Malchus. We know that that's where Aleinu L'Shaveach is the Hakdama for all Malchus. Because Malchus is a recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's dominion over the entire world, and this Milchamin Yericho is the symbol of that. The Mela, the Anshik Nefedel, will misakin that as the Hakdama for Malchus, and the Yechim and Zakir is misakin that at the end of our Tzila. And the truth is, I really would like to mention the fact that why is the Yechim and Zakir misakin at the end of the Tzila? Why is the end of the Tzila? The terrorist is when did Yerushalayim the Zakeh live? With B'shach Tukum Ma'ashem. And he knew that Chayas was going to go into Golos. And when a person goes into Golos, the Shechina goes into Golos. And the Malcha Shemayim is not so apparent. So when you walk out of Shul, every day, every two, a person should know, Aleinu L'Shaveach, and what I'm going to see, the type of a Rick is a God. Okay? Lighter. People walk out of Shul before they sail in. But a lot earlier than before Zayin Leilam, they were tefillin even before they say Yuvalutin, which the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no tefillah in this world except for Yuvalutin, the Kedusha, the Sidra of Yuvalutin. That's a famous story, right? That's why Rav Chaim Zinman was once fired as the rabbi of Big Shul, and he was had a fight with the president of the Shul, so he got up at the final dinner, they let him speak, which was a big mistake, and he got up and he said, you know, Aleinu L'Shaveach was very upset. Everyone walked out at the end of tefillah. They were misakin. They put her in the middle of they gave a prime time. They said, face ashrays and to the Zimmer people didn't say it. So they put it at the end of it. They put it, right after Shpinashra, people say ashray. The mom that came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he said, hey, if nobody wants to marry me, I was in. So again, the president of Shul. Anyway, that was his joke. Although the Maisa, Aleinu, this Aleinu, the same Aleinu that we say in the middle of the Anshin Knesset Elohim is talking years before, generations before, in the middle of Shemin Asheri, something we have to carry with us the whole year after the Tzvila. That Aleinu, that recognition of the Malchus Shemayim. And I'd like to just mention one last thing. There's a big shaila in the Gemara in Malchus, but the last pasuk we say in Malchus, the Shema Yitzchak. That's the tenth book of Mary. Everybody knows in the structure of Tzvila, that there's three psukim from Nevi'im, three psukim from Ksuzim, and four psukim from Torah. There's Torah, Ksuzim, Nevi'im, and then one last psukim from Torah again. The 10 psukim. And the 10 psukim are connected with the most of three things. Kenegah the Asara and Marash and Israel, Kenegah the Asara Sadibrit, and Kenegah the Asara Halalukas, that David HaMelech said, the truth is, what are those three things of the Rishon? I wasn't going to speak about it, just hit me. What is the whole point of Rosh Hashanah? To tell it to get day, it's an amazing day. You just said the whole point is not Rosh Hashanah. It's the day Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world. But Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world hidden, behind themselves in the world. That's why it's called Olam. Olam is Lashon Halam. They don't see him. So the truth is that on the first day of creation, what does Klal Yisrael do? Klal Yisrael goes back and recognizes the reason why Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world. Why? That we should recognize his malchus in the world, we should mekabel his malchus in this world. That's what we're doing on Rosh Hashanah. Asar Memoris Nibra Island, Asar Memoris are hidden. We don't see it. The world is, the world, in the creation of the world, Teva, we don't see it. But there's a Ferris Adibris, Rakosh Bosman tells us exactly, he's Megalatov, the purpose of the world, and that he exists in the world. And that purpose, through the Ferris Adibris, we're Mahal Rakosh Bosman, where that Asar Himulim. To be Mahal Rakosh Bosman, those are the 10 Sukkim. That's why they're 10 Sukkim, 10 Matthias, 10 Zephyrus, and Shephyrus. But the Futnei asks a very interesting question. He says, if we're talking about Kabbalah Talmud Fishamayim, why is it a suffix if we say Shema Yisrael? I have to explain to you. The Gemara has a machlokes, the Shema Yisrael is one of the 10 Sukkim. We grab the passage that it is. What's the harmony that it shouldn't be Shema Yisrael? What is, if I ask you, what is Kabbalah Talmud Fishamayim? If not Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Elokeinu. So he says an unbelievable thing. And this is a thought that I'd like the Olam to think about on Rosh Hashanah. I mentioned partially before. The words of Kriya Shema are words of Torah. The words of Shema and Esrei are what? The words written by whom? Ashik and Sagna. Which are holy? Kriya Shema. Can you be mafsik in Kriya Shema sometimes? I'm not saying certain things. If Nehayira, right? If the Akhobar Melech walks in, if Nehayira, you think you hear, you could. And if there's a nachash wrapped around your leg in Middle Shema and Esrei, you're not a b'mafsik? No. These words are holier than those words. So I'm going to quote the way Rav Hutnis first. Val Kriya Shema ledin nevegin the Melech. Kriya Shema, we're talking about the king. In Shema and Esrei, ledin nevegin the Melech. We're talking to a Kodesh Baruch. That you can't be mafsik. The Chiddush of Malchus on Rosh Hashanah is, not that we're talking about an abstraction. We're not saying we're being mekabel olam hashamayim. We're talking to the Eibishta and we're saying, Eibishta, you are my mouth. That is the most awesome thing you can think about. Is there anything more nearer than that? That you're standing with that Kodesh Baruch Hu and you're being mekabel his mouth, there's nothing mekabel about it. You're coronating the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what we're doing on Rosh Hashanah. It's not the symbols and hail to the chief. Okay? It's telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are my Melech. And it's that conjugation that is the din of Rosh Hashanah. The whole yom of Rosh Hashanah is, how much do I really mean it? How much do I get in touch with that? It's l'man kol ha'kim chayim, that I'm more chayim for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the motif of the tefillah. The motif of the tefillah is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want you to be my Melech. I want to have fear of you. I want to see it in the whole world. I want the whole world to recognize your dominion. Because the whole world would be so much better if they would recognize your dominion. And if the whole world doesn't see it, my life will be better. It's really it. You know, I hate to quote it, usually I used to have an advertisement we held, I don't know, 5 million people, one person at a time or something. How do you change the world? You change yourself. If a person realizes that the world will be better if the whole world has Yerush Shemayim, how much my life would be better if the whole world has Yerush Shemayim? If I have Yerush Shemayim? We said over one thing, Parshas Vayetzeh, I'll be close with this. The Pasuk says, the question was asked to Yitzchok, how come he lied and he said that she was my sister? That Rivka was his sister. And what did he say? Rak ki ein yiras alekim, a Makom is the guy who spoke about this past parsha, told us past the fifth year. Rabbi Chanan came to the Tzvi Eish's seminary in 1935 in Germany, and he said, "Mechir, the word rak is extra. Ain't Yerushalik Makom Hazeh?" I was afraid that they didn't have Yerushalayim, so they would take kill me and take her for a wife. What's the word rak? Rabbi Chanan asked him, "Gizok." Because they had every single thing in the world. They had culture, they had music, they had art, they had manners, they had money, they had everything. There was one thing they didn't have. They didn't have Yerushalayim. Rak came to Yerushalayim and Makom Hazeh. They had everything on the book Yerushalayim. Rabbi Chanan Gizok, when he was talking about Germany, he said, "You can have it all. If you have Yerushalayim, you have nothing. You could end up killing someone for his life. And you could have nothing, with your Yerushalayim, you have it all. A person with Yerushalayim has it all. A person with a Yerushalayim, he could have everything in the world, he can reach the lowest, lowest level. Yerushalayim means knowing that there is no place for that Akadosh Baruch Hu. Yerushalayim means whether I'm on a business trip, whether I'm in my room, with my computer alone, wherever I am, the Akadosh is there. And if a person has Yerushalayim, and if a person holds himself back because he has Yerushalayim, Makadosh the whole world. Changes the whole world. That's the chelik of the same thing Hashtucha. That's the Malka Shemayim that we're asking for. That's the Malka Shemayim we're currently in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're asking that HaKadosh Baruch Hu to measure it to our coronation of you and still the fear in the entire world.